Brandela.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We can
good morning.
Morning.
We're just getting started.
Okay.
The handout is on the Psalms landing page, which can be found on the Unique Astrological Events link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. When the landing page opens up, scroll down about 3 inches to the preparation for the period of Shavuot, and it's the second link for Psalms landing page. When that opens up, this is where we will begin. And if there is a link within that section to the Yearning for Redemption handout or PDF file. And when that opens up, you can scroll down to, again, we're starting with Psalm 47. So in both handouts, please scroll down to that location. I'll start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkim Te Bit Hilu Urchimud Hilu Hilu Urchimu Le'ata L'shem Yud He Bevav He Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Zayinino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konaneh Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konanehu. Following the battle of Gog and Magog in the Messianic era, war will be no more. Amen. God will grant us salvation, and we will merit to go up to the Holy Temple for the festivals. And may we all say, Amen.
Amen.
The above Kavanah is a traditional Kavanah to use when saying this psalm. The first word is Lam Natseah, and as I've mentioned many times, the beginning of the PDF file, Yearning for Redemption, has so much amazing information that it's well worth reading many times. There are 10 verses in Psalm 47. 10 connects to the 10 Sephirot. Now we will transfer to the Yearning for Redemption PDF. Lam Natseach Livne Korach Mizmor. Actually, I should have read the introduction. Rabbi Sutton is teaching us, on Rosh Hashanah morning, we read Tehillim 47, 7 times before we blow the shofar. Like all psalms, this psalm is very deep. It speaks about a transformation from judgment to mercy, but not in a simplistic way. The transformation takes place in such a way that we realize that what we thought was judgment was and is really and truly Hashem's mercy and love. you can see, we now have two different kavanot. Are they really different? Something to contemplate. I will begin again with verse 1. Lanatzeach livnei Korach mizmor. Lanatzeach, which is a cutting word, a pruning word, dedicated the one who grants victory on the day of judgment by the descendants of Korach, Mizmor, a cutting psalm. As in all, most psalms, if not all, the first verse is an introductory verse. The second verse. Kol ha'amin tigu kaf ariyu le'elohim bekorina. All the angelic ministers of the nations are clapping their hands, accusing us, and rejoicing in their success at having deceived us. We must therefore blast the shofar and call out to Elohim, lifting our voice in fervent prayer. The second verse has eight words connecting to Bina. Letters connecting to the word, the Hebrew word El, Aleph Lamed, one of the names of God that connects to Bina as well. As well as Chachma, because Chachma and Bina are always united. The third verse. Ki Hashem Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz. For Hashem's mercy alone is supreme and awesome. He alone reigns sovereign over the entire world. Nine words. We don't know if it's Yesod or Chachma. We count the letters. Letters. But there's a missing vav in the word Elohim. It's always missing because judgment, we prefer in this world to have mercy. And so judgment should be weakened, which is what the vav represents, the strength, the zeranpin. So it's never written with a vav. But after Mashiach, it will be written with a vav, because we will have no need for mercy, because we will not be doing negative events, negative actions. So when we have 31 letters in verse 3 with the additional vav, we know that that's connecting us to Chachma. fourth verse. Yad Beramim Tachtenu Ulumim Tachat Raglenu. It is for this reason that in the future he will subdue nations before us and place governments under our rule. Six words represent and connecting to Zeranpin. Letters we've discussed frequently that 29 connects to the month of Av through the creative letters, the Kaf and the Tet, and it's connecting to Abba, to Av, to Father, which is the part Suf associated with Hakma. The fifth verse. Yivchar lanu et nachalateinu et geon Yaakov asher ahev selah. He will restore our inheritance which he has chosen for us, the Torah and Eretz Yisrael, the pride of Yaakov, our prayers, and the Beit HaMikdash, which he loves forever, Selah. I remind you that the word Selah is a pause that allows us to contemplate what has just been said. Ten words connecting to the ten Sephirot. My mistake. No, it is 10 words. Letters, which is the Hebrew letter, the Hebrew word Lamed Dalet. And one interpretation of that is the Lamed is teaching and the Dalet is a doorway. Teach the path to the doorway. In reverse order, Dalet and Lamed spell a word that connects to poorness, to lack. And that's clearly one of the pathways, because the gate of the tears of the poor are the first prayers that are accepted. The sixth verse. Allah Elohim bitruah, Hashem b'kol shofar. Elohim will then rise up from his throne of judgment with the blast. Hashem will descend upon his throne of mercy at the sound of the shofar. Footnote 78. The Midrash on this verse hints at how we can change judgment to mercy. It is written, Elohim rose up with the blast, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, with the sound of the shofar. When the Holy One gets up to sit on his throne of judgment, he does so with the divine name Elohim, which represents the attribute of judgment, as it is written, Elohim rose up with the blast. When the people of Israel take the shofar in hand to blow it, indicating their sincere desire to return to him. However, the Holy One rises up from his throne of judgment and sits upon his throne of mercy. He then judges with the divine name Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, which represents the attribute of mercy. As it is written, Hashem with the sound of the shofar. The Midrash now adds a very important clarification. He then becomes filled with mercy for them, his children, out of love for them. He transforms the attribute of judgment into the attribute of mercy. When does he do this? In the seventh month, on the first day. This final addendum to the text of the Midrash tells us a number of things. Obviously, God does not stand up or sit down in any anthropomorphic sense. Sitting on a throne means that he makes himself accessible, reveals to our wrong action. When he sits on his throne of mercy and compassion, he shows that he takes into account our desire to rectify what we have done wrong. When he transforms his judgment into mercy, he shows us that his judgment and his loving mercy are really one. His judgment is not a contradiction to his mercy. On the contrary, it flows from his awesome compassion for us. It is the most amazing expression of his love for us, for it shows that he cares about what we do. We learn from this that the greatest gift that the Infinite One wishes to give us is the ability to attain our own perfection. Knowing this changes our whole relationship with him. One of the things that is you need to know in order to understand what Rabbi Sutton is saying here. We have the attribute of chesed, which translates as loving kindness. Loving kindness is not mercy. We have the sephirah of Givurah, which represents din, which is judgment. And then we have the sephirah of Tiferet. Tiferet consists of a balance point between chesed and givurah. Tiferet has both loving kindness and judgment in balance. We translate Tiferet in many ways. Among the words that we translate Tiferet is mercy and compassion. These are emotional attributes different than loving kindness. People tend to use these terms, mercy and loving kindness, interchangeably, and they're not. We need to understand that to truly appreciate what Rabbi Sutton is trying to teach us in his comment 78. And coincidentally, the number 78 represents 3 times 26. Did Rabbi Sutton plan that? No. Did Hashem plan that for this technical explanation of the Psalms? The answer, in my opinion, is yes. Returning to verse 6, there are six words connecting to Zeranpin. There are 27 letters, but you'll notice that there's an Elohim within the verse with the missing Vav. So is it 27 or is it 28? 27 would represent all of the 27 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, the 22 plus the five final forms. 28 is the word koach, meaning strength and power. I'll leave it for you to determine for yourselves. The seventh verse. Zamru Elohim Zameru Zamru Limalkenu Zameru. For the crying out from the depths of your hearts and sounding the shofar, we cut through to our King with piercing song. It's interesting that the actual translation does not have this idea of the depths of our hearts or the sounding of the shofar. Where does Rabbi Sutton get this understanding? The eighth verse.
Ki melech kol haaretz Elohim zamru Maskil.
For when we sweeten the judgments through our teshuvah, Elohim alone reigns sovereign over the entire world with mercy. We must therefore wisely cut away the forces of darkness, not wasting a precious moment before we return wholeheartedly to Hashem. But you'll notice Hashem is not there. The translation is our God. It's important for you to recognize when you read the English in Rabbi Sutton's translations. If there are large letters, they are the literal translation, or not necessarily literal, but the translations of the words. The smaller words are his understanding based on his Ruach HaKodesh, his Holy Spirit, his connection to Hashem, who has authorized him to do this translation because of his depth of knowledge that he has developed over the years about the Hebrew words and Shorashim. And this is why I have chosen to teach the Psalms from his translations rather than another form. And you've seen a few different forms in our path so far. And I think this really epitomizes how important and different is his understanding, his translations. And I find them very helpful in my own life. There are seven words which connect to the unity of Zerampin and Malchut. We have always have to ask the real question, why are there 24 hours in a day? It's 2 times 12. What does the number 12 represent? Well, why do we have 12 tribes of Israel has to be asked first. But the answer to that is that there are 3 columns in the Tree of Life. And each has a connection to Hashem. Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, has 4 letters. 3 times 4 is 12. Why are there 3 columns? Because you have one sharing, you have another receiving, but you have to find the balance point. That third column. A word that has a gematria of 24 is to come, vayavo. It's in Genesis 2:22. It's also V'chi, Vav Chet Yud, or V'chai, which means and live. It's also Yidi, Yud Dalid Yud, my hand. All of this is indicating activity, actions. This is why there are 24, 2 times 12, 12 hours of light and 12 hours of darkness. The 9th verse. Melech Elohim al goyim Elohim yashav. Al kisei kadsho. Elohim reigns sovereign over the nations. Elohim has seated himself upon his throne of holiness, the perfect combination of judgment and mercy. Nine words. What is your guess? Is it Hakma or is it Yesod? Let us count the letters. Thirty-one, connecting us to Bina. But there's a missing Vav, which makes it 32. The word lev, the heart. The heart is Zerampin, but it's also Hakma, the 32 gates of wisdom. The 10th verse. Nedi ve'amim ne'safu. Am Elohe Avraham Kil Elohim Magine Aeretz Meod Nala. The angelic ministers of the nations are assembling in heaven to join the people of Hashem, of Avraham, as they accept Hashem as the sole ruler of the world. For Elohim shields the world from the powers of evil. He is greatly exalted. Twelve words. We've just recently, in this class, discussed the number 12. Forty-seven letters, but there are two missing vavs, which would make it 49, connecting to 7 times 7, connecting to this period of the Omer, the cleansing period. I'm going to now read the Hebrew in a sequential matter of Lam Natseach Livne Korach Mizmor Kol Hamin Tiku Kaf Hariu Elohim Bekorina Ki Adonai Yohewahe Elyon Nora Melech Gadol Al Kol Haaretz Yad Beramim Tachtenu Ulumim Tachat Raglenu Yivchar Lanu Et Nachalatenu Et Keon Yaakov Asher Achev Selah. Allah Elohim Bitruah Adonai Yohewahe Bekol Shofar Zamru Elohim Zameru Zamru Lemalkenu Zameru Ki melech kol haaretz Elohim zamru Maskil Malach Elohim Al goyim Elohim yashav Al kisei kadsho Nedive Amim Nesafu Am Elohe Avraham Kil Elohim Magine Aretz Meod Nala. It's the end of the psalm, the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day. We have two classes tonight.
Okay.
One at 4:30, the Deeper Zohar class, and one at 7 o'clock, the Writings of the Ari. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Shalom.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.